This is TWiT.
So I gave what I thought the view of crisis cleanup was about, but you're the project director, so you give us the elevator pitch first. What's it all about?
So after a disaster, voluntary organizations, there's voluntary organizations like the Red Cross and the Baptists and the Mormons and the Lutherans and the Catholics all converge on the field to help survivors who need help. And sometimes that means mucking out basements or cleaning up debris or doing long-term recovery. And they duplicate efforts. Nobody can see the entire field at once. It's a lot like you're playing a game of soccer with a whole bunch of teammates, but everybody has a box over their heads and nobody can see what any of their other teammates are doing. So there's an organization or a movement called VOAD, Voluntary Organizations Active in Disasters. It's a regrettably forgettable name that they didn't obviously talk to a marketing person before they chose it. But the VOAD community is, they get together and then they're supposed to coordinate, collaborate, and communicate. But the coordination, collaboration, and communication does not happen very naturally. And so that's why we created Crisis Cleanup, was to help that coordination to occur.
And so what initiated that, and how did you initially become involved?
So I was the Mormon Helping Hands VOAD representative in New Jersey for some of Irene, Hurricane Irene, and then Hurricane Sandy. And people have asked me, so what was your aha moment? And there was no aha moment. It was more like an uh-oh moment. I had 30,000 volunteers, and we had to get them to several thousand locations across a 500-mile arc in three different states in about 8 weeks. And there is absolutely no way that a single person can do that or coordinate that. And so I knew I had to allow organizations and the local teams to coordinate themselves. So the project just kind of it's a Craigslist philosophy in many respects. Any organization that knows of a need puts the information in the system, and then any organization that has capacity will then claim it and then go and help people as they have capacity. It seemed like a very straightforward idea to me, and I kept expecting somebody to say, oh, yeah, these folks over here, they've already done that. And then I was going to say, oh, thank you very much. Here's the project. Good on you. But after 6 months of Hurricane Sandy cleanup, it became apparent that nobody really had ever done that before.
Well, you know, that surprises me, because it I sort of imagined that it would be something that is a repeatedly solved problem, especially since the age of computers. Are you saying there's not like coordination software that already does this?
So in the voluntary in the disaster recovery space, first of all, the disaster recovery industry isn't one industry. It's like 80 industries. None of them talk to one another, and only about five of them really consider themselves disaster industry. So that's one thing. Number two is that these organizations mimic their government brethren and adopt a command and control structure to command and control mindset. The problem is that the V in VOAD, voluntary, means you're not the boss of me. And so there are plenty of other software, work order management software solutions out there. Some are just tacked together and informal, and some are quite formal. But they all have one thing in common. They adopt a command and control mentality. You come into my house, you do things my way, you report to me, and if you're lucky, I might give you some credit. Now, when you're a voluntary organization, a nonprofit, and you have to demonstrate your value and qualify for the next grant, reporting up the line that doesn't really exist doesn't work very well. So there are natural, I guess, market barriers to collaboration and communication that make it unlikely. I mean, one thing, the tagline for VOAD is communication, collaboration, coordination, and cooperation. It's the four C's. And I tell people, if the four C's came naturally, we wouldn't have to have an organization devoted full time to their promotion. And I wish they did. With Crisis Cleanup, I think the reason that it works is that by participating as an organization, you always get more than you give. And so it's a little bit disruptive. It's very disruptive to the command and control structure, but you get better visibility as to what's going on. And so some of the organizations want to feel like they're in charge, and you know they can log into crisis cleanup and see everything that's going on and sit in their little lair and go, wah-ha-ha, I'm in charge. And you know, if I need to feed that neurosis, that's okay. But crisis cleanup fundamentally does not adopt a hierarchical accountability model. Instead, it adopts a collaborative accountability model, or more of a horizontal accountability. It's the same kind of accountability that you get when you play on a team. If you're on a soccer team and one of your teammates doesn't pull his weight, collaborative accountability ensues. And that's the kind of accountability that happens in the voluntary space.